All right, tomorrow, don't forget, Limpos to Zimmerman and Joe Campolo, some of our guests. Joe, of course, off the record, on the record. We always look forward to that. Always look forward to talking HIA. Nobody better than the fine folks, especially the president and CEO, HIALI, on the line with us. I think we've made it happen. Terry Lesmaselli, she is the president, the CEO of the great HILI. Also, Karen Borstein's with us, president, CEO, Family Service League of Long Island. And Kevin O'Connor happens to be the president, the CEO of the great BNB Bank. All three are with us, Mr. Caselli, I do believe. And we say a very good morning to all three. Great to have you here.
Oh, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
Ah, in unison. I like hearing that. I like that. Great to have you here. Tough times and everything else. And we're gonna get a sense of how everything. By the way, Terry, I got to tell you, great job in the rescheduling. You know, and I tell you, I've made a few, I've missed a few. One of the biggest enjoyments since I've been affiliated with LI News Radio has been to come to that incredible show that's put on every year, usually end of May, over in Brentwood on the campus there, the Sports Center. I used to love it, and I love the fact that the rescheduling is in place. Is it October the 7th?
It is October the 7th. So we're looking at, you know, several models, obviously, but one being keeping people safe and being socially responsible in terms of, you know, if we can do face-to-face, certainly doing temperature checks and, you know, lines going in one direction, things like that. If not, we will have a bang-up virtual trade show. So we're excited about both opportunities. And, you know, we need to get reopened so people can really make those connections. I mean, that's critical right now more than ever.
Yeah, no doubt. I'd love to be there for that one in October. If it's a go, hopefully it will be. But we'll keep an eye on that. No question. One of the best shows, trade shows you could ever have. The networking, nothing better than how Terry and the crew organize it. All during this unknown, what we are all going through, I like the fact today, ladies and gentlemen, that we are focusing on organizations, businesses, that have been doing just some great things to help the community all during the pandemic. And two of which we have on the line with us, BNB, Kevin O'Connor, Family Service League, and Karen Borstein, two such organizations. And I'll start with Karen first. Great to have you, Karen. Family Service League, you do so much free counseling support for all affected by COVID-19. Talk about that for a second and the adjustments and everything else being made during these tough times.
Sure. Thank you, Jay. Well, the free counseling is really for first responders and frontline workers that we're doing in Suffolk County because we operate a 24-hour crisis stabilization center called DASH, Diagnostic and Assessment Stabilization Hub. And that's for anyone, typically COVID, non-COVID times, pre-COVID, for anyone suffering of a mental health issue, crisis, or substance abuse issue. They can come there for an assessment 24/7. They call our hotline number and speak to the hotline worker, and then from there a disposition is rendered whether they come, you know, we need to deploy our mobile crisis team to go out to see the individual or they come in to the DASH center. But in addition, we are offering, as you said, the free counseling for frontline responders. And they will call the hotline. And again, if they need to be seen, we will provide free counseling to our other crisis team that can meet with them virtually and provide that counseling for as long as needed. And if they need ongoing, we can get them registered, enrolled in one of our mental health centers. And again, all being done remotely right now, Jay. And it's been a wonderful gift. And it's not only what we're seeing the first responders, but we are also getting calls from other businesses and other not-for-profits that their staff are suffering and having a lot of stress and anxiety about, you know, what they're seeing, what they're dealing with. We see with our own staff who, you know, except for our, you know, outpatient clinics, we operate housing shelters, we operate the DASH program, as I said, and they are open, and we have staff there. And so, you know, there's a lot of anxiety around all of this. So We even offer, you know, are offering the supports to our own staff as well for the support that they need. And as I said, for lots of other organizations contacting us, you know, where they're doing, you know, again, all virtual workshop sessions and other supports that are needed. So we're there for the community.
It's great stuff. It really is. People don't realize the emotional challenges that are presented here. And I think it's such great things that you guys are doing there to help people in so many ways.
Yeah, and it's the emotional challenge too, Jay, when our own clinicians are, you know, working with their clients, whether through telehealth or by telephone, and hearing the stories and the tragedies that they're dealing with, you know, it has a domino effect on staff who also, you know, have to hear these stories. So we're glad to be able to provide support services for our own employees as well.
No question. Mr. Kevin O'Connor, President and CEO of the BNB Bank. I love BNB Bank. I love BNB Bank because they do it the right way. Kevin, great to have you here. And, you know, I was reading, you know, the secured of $700 million or so in funding from the SBA, Small Business Administration Paycheck Protection Program. We've heard so much regarding the PPP. You know, you're talking about the, 2,500 or so small businesses on the island and in the city. You know, you've done a lot. The mobilization of employees to manually input these applications is huge. You know, you've done so much. And I'll tell you, I give you a lot of credit. You know, we have challenged some of these lenders out there that have not done the right thing, whereas BNB has and everything else. And I give you a lot of credit. 40 to 50,000 jobs across the island that have been saved because of this. That's a wonderful job you and the bank have done here.
Well, good morning. Thank you. Listen, it was a great opportunity for us. And the number's now close to $950 million and almost 4,000 businesses. And it was, you know, as you know, what Karen's doing to save lives, bankers don't normally get opportunities to make that kind of a difference. But this was one chance that our employees saw, and it was really across the organization to give back to the communities that we serve. And so it was very easy to rally people to do it, and they felt that this was a mission. It was, you know, 200 people strong in the organization working around the clock. Just trying to make sure and recognizing that they were all seeing people suffer. They knew businesses, and our customers are our friends, and so we're watching people's sort of life work go away through no cause of their own. And so this was a chance to draw a lifeline. As I've said on a number of occasions, we were big enough to have the human resources and nimble enough to sort of adjust on the fly. I think the SBA has been given sort of abuse on this, and I think they've actually looked back and have done a nice job of trying to really do the impossible. And so we were glad to be part of it. And this is our chance to really give back to the community and create, you know, the liquidity that hopefully keeps people working and gets people to the other side of this.
No question. And Kevin, don't sell yourself short. You're saving lives, too. We talk about it all the time. You know, the detrimental factors involved here with businesses not being allowed to open at this point in time in the Long Island region. And the fact that you have at least given a fighting chance for those businesses who are hanging on by a thread at this point in time, at least an opportunity by getting some funds in, by trying to have those businesses, you know, do well when they're given the green light and everything else. So, you know, you've done a great job, but you're saving lives as well, you know.
I appreciate that. I think one of the interesting things that we discovered is, you know, so we're interested in that. We have 40 branches across Long Island, and in many cases we're on Main Street. And so when you went up and down Main Street and you saw dark windows, our branches were open. And so business owners came in, and our branch managers are very empathetic, and you know, the people, they're their friends. And so a shoulder to cry on or a voice to listen. And so, you know, we're still open and providing that sort of light on Main Street.
Great point. Kevin O'Connor with us, Karen Borstein, two great organizations, all under this HI umbrella. You got to be proud, Terry. You know, you got people here representing these organizations, handling things in tough times and everything else, and really coming to the forefront here. And it kind of gives you an idea of what HIA is all about. Good job there.
You know what? They're doing a phenomenal job. You know, to put what Kevin and Karen said into perspective, I mean, if you look at Long Island as a region, 95,000 companies on Long Island have 20 or less employees. We are truly a small business community. So, yes, Kevin is saving lives by saving jobs and saving businesses, and Karen is saving lives by really helping people adjust the mindset and look at things mentally. So could not be more proud. We have seen an overabundance of kindness and response from all of our members, and I'm sure you heard about Chembio in the Long Island Innovation Park at Hop Hog, one of the first companies coming out with the antibody test for the coronavirus. So could not be prouder. Could not be prouder of these organizations.
That's a great point, Terry. Fantastic point there. Yeah, and it kind of just gives you a sense. And I've been saying this all along. You know, there's no better place than the island as far as people kind of coming together, helping one another and everything else. And these are prime examples right here, you know, I don't want to I don't want to let people think, you're kind of overdoing it here. But it's true. It really is. Nothing seems to amaze me in times of despair. And there's no bigger time right now. And you're seeing all this going on.
You know, and I will tell you, the other thing that we've seen is, you know, through darkness, we see opportunity. I mean, this has been obviously a crisis. It is a crisis. No one knows how they will come out on the other end. But we do know that these businesses will be different but stronger probably than they've ever been before. And we see a lot of our members beginning to better cooperate with each other and do a lot of research and really look to each other to say, gee, how are you doing this? How are you getting through this? So all of that is good stuff that's coming out of this, definitely.
The entrepreneurial spirit of small business people and business people in Long Island is amazing. And so as the conversation is, we've now gone, I don't want to say turn the page, but at least thinking about trying to come up the other side, how people are thinking of how we're going to get there and the things that what's going to be different, how we're going to change. And it's very interesting to be part of the conversation. I've been on lots of these calls where ideas are being thrown out and thoughts of, okay, how do we make the restaurant industry survive? How can we make the downtowns that have been revitalized on Long Island survive and come back? It's to the point of, I was on the phone call yesterday, Greenport, they want to extend the sidewalk and parking, and that creates new avenues for people to open their doors and have more seats in their restaurant safely. So I'm excited about the way people, as Terry said, are coming together, thinking about trying to survive as a community.
Without question. Karen, let me go back to you a second, because
sure.
Immediate assistance available 24/7 here, and that for the frontline healthcare professionals and staff, first responders, essential workers, and tough times right now. People right. Listening to this, how would they go about it? Give us a phone number, a website, anything here.
Sure. They should call our hotline at 631-982-3333, and that will really be the gateway for anyone calling with a mental health issue or substance abuse concern. Do call there and they will take you through the process of what needs to be done. The other thing I wanted to mention, Jay, is clearly this is, primarily the mental health and substance abuse piece, but people are also suffering, as Kevin was saying, with businesses. And then many of our clients who we see, can't pay their rent or mortgage or utility bills. They need food. And that's something through a number of grants that we've been really blessed with to get from corporations and business, other businesses and foundations. We're able to help families with real concrete needs. And they would simply come into one of our offices virtually again and, speak with one of our counselors and they would make an assessment of what are their needs. And wherever we can help to help with that shortfall, we have the ability to help people if it means with, as I said, utility bills or rent payments. We're able to help bridge some of those gaps for them. And, again, they would just call, look up Family Service League, the FSL-LI.org, and look for the office closest to where they live. And the phone numbers are all listed there. And then someone will be able to, make an appointment again, remotely with them to talk and see how we can help.
Good points, FSL-LI.org. Very important. You'll get the number. You'll be directed the right way. And, Kevin, I'll ask you, BNB and the SBA and the Paycheck Protection Program, we know a lot of folks have gotten those funds on the second round here If they want to inquire a little bit more regarding BNB and everything else, where would they go?
BNBbank.com, or you can call directly at 537-1000. My extension is 8826, and we will take it from there. There are still money available. Our people are still processing. And, you know, the one thing that has made a difference, and I think you alluded to it before, is that people have banks, but they really need bankers. And so that's what we feel like we have been, and help navigate you through this process. But there are still funds available. We're doing loans every day. We've done loans down to $3,000. More than half of our loans are less than $80,000. These are not big loans. These are those lifelines that people need to get to the other side. And so we're still here, ready to process and do what's necessary to continue to help businesses and save jobs on Long Island.
Kevin's doing it the right way with that bank. I'll tell you, great stuff from BNB. Terry, I'll give you a final word here. So I'll keep an eye on this date now, October the 7th. I'd like to be present for that one. We'll keep an eye on that as far as the venue and everything else. But, you know, I'll tell you, just keep up the great work and the HIA and everything that's going about with how they're handling this time of crisis right now. Good stuff there. Give us a final word.
Thanks, Jay. And, you know, we've really become a conduit, not only for the state, but the Suffolk County COVID Business Task Force. So certainly log on to our website. It's hia-li.org, where you can find information right now about reopening and the criteria that Long Island is meeting, and, again, get some best practice templates. Good luck to everyone. I send a message of hope. We will get through this on the other side, again, stronger than we've ever been before. And, again, we are blessed to have people like Kevin and Karen fighting in the trenches for all our businesses and all our well-being. So thank you both.
I have a correction on our hotline number. It's 631-952-3333. 631-952-3333.
All right, we will make a note of that. We'll put it on our website as well, Karen. Good stuff. Can't thank you both for coming
on,
Terry, as well. Guys, we got this. That's what I say all the time, and we're going to get through this and even better. We can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes this morning.
Terrific. Thank you so much.
That's good stuff coming from a couple of really key organizations that have come through for a lot of folks out there. And, of course, we all know what the HIALI does with Terry and the crew. Just tremendous stuff.